You are listening to the WGXC Acre on 90.7 on your FM dial. And WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Akron. You've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And this morning we're going to hear from Rob Hayes, Clean Water Director at Environmental Advocates, talking about the new Environmental Protection Agency regulations and advisory levels for PFOA and PFOS forever chemicals. Those are the poisonous chemicals that are in the water supplies in the town of Cairo, in the village of Alasia, at the New Lebanon School, and at Hoosick Falls and Newburgh and many other locations around the country. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
Sunday, July 3rd, world-renowned harpist Mary Lattimore performs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock at 8 p.m., and you can find out all about the event on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. Lattimore has played harp on records with Kurt Vile, Thurston Moore, Sharon Van Etten, Meg Baird, and many others, and comes from Los Angeles to Woodstock on Sunday, July 3rd at the Colony Cafe at 8 p.m. Go to WGXC.org in the community calendar to find out more about this event and many others.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com. Or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alasia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that after 5 years of service, Catskill Central School District Superintendent Renaud Cook has resigned to take a new position outside of the district. Quote, "My tenure in the Catskill Central School District is ending effective September 3rd, 2022 or sooner, if the board finds an interim or successor prior to that date," unquote, Cook said in a statement. Quote, "Over the course of 5 years, an awful lot was accomplished. I am extremely grateful to the Board of Education, administration staff, the community at large, and most importantly, our students. A bond was created that will be everlasting," unquote. Cook declined to specify the position he accepted outside the district. The Board of Education is hoping to conduct interviews for interim candidates in the coming weeks. Quote, "We are currently advertising for an interim superintendent, and the application process will close on July 10th, unquote, Board President Deborah Johnson said, quote, "We hope to interview candidates on July 13th, unquote. Johnson said Cook's departure was not anticipated, and the sooner the board gets someone on board to serve as the interim, the better. Quote, "Because it involves opening school and getting things ready in a new year and a road without COVID, we hope. So we really need someone to start preparing now," unquote, she said. Cook was hired by Catskill in 2017 to replace then interim school district superintendent Anne Marie Barkman. He previously served as deputy superintendent in the Poughkeepsie City School District. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Luke Parsnow reports for New York State of Politics. Governor Kathy Hochul on June 24th announced an extraordinary session of the state legislature on June 30th. The reason? To pass legislation in response to the Supreme Court ruling June 23rd overturning the state's concealed gun law. The Supreme Court voted 6-3 that New York's law requiring people to show, and I quote, "proper cause," end quote, to get a license to carry a concealed handgun outside the home was unconstitutional. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, "The Supreme Court's reckless and reprehensible decision to strike down New York's century-old concealed carry law puts lives at risk here in New York. Since the decision was released, I have been working around the clock with our partners in the legislature to craft gun safety legislation in response to this ruling that will protect New Yorkers. My number one priority as governor will always be to keep New Yorkers safe," end quote. It is still an open question whether lawmakers will use the extraordinary session to legislate other issues, such as the Supreme Court's ruling on June 24th, ending the right to abortion. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that 9 days of early voting in New York ended June 26th, and 178,223 people statewide have cast ballots so far in advance of the final day of voting, June 28th, in the primary election, according to unofficial numbers from the State Board of Elections. Of those, 86,890 votes were cast in New York City, while 91,333 were cast outside of the five boroughs, Board of Elections data shows. The most popular day to vote early was on the final day, June 26th, when 28,548 people cast ballots, a small fraction of the 8.5 million active registered voters eligible to cast ballots in the primary contest. The election will determine nominations for governor, lieutenant governor, as well as for the state assembly in various locations. On August 23rd, voters will cast primary ballots for the state Senate and U.S. House of Representatives. The primaries were split into two separate days of voting after a successful legal challenge to the newly drawn district maps for the state Senate and U.S. House of Representatives led to a redrafting of the lines by a special master in May. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Roger Hannigan Gilson reports for the Times Union that Ocean Zotique ended his campaign to represent the 19th District in Congress on June 27th. Zotique, the director of Columbia County-based LGBTQ nonprofit Out Hudson, had previously mounted a write-in campaign for the Hudson School Board earlier this year, finishing out the running in sixth place. Now Democrats Josh Riley from Ithaca and Jamie Cheney from Dutchess County are the only candidates in the August 23rd primary election for the 19th Congressional District in Congress. There is also a special election that same day between Democrat Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan and Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro to complete Antonio Delgado's term in Congress in the current 19th Congressional District. Zotique released a statement saying they, and I quote, "do not have the necessary means to win the election against Republican Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro," end quote, in the November midterms. The statement continued, and I quote, "it has been an utter privilege to make United States history as our first transgender, non-binary individual to run for federal elected office. Over the course of about a month, I announced, opened myself up to the broader community, received support, collected designating petition signatures, and began making my way onto the Democrat primary ballot," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County lawmakers have allocated American Rescue Plan Act funding and opioid settlement funding to strengthen mental health supports in the county schools. A resolution to fund the program was unanimously adopted by the county legislature last week. The program was designed with local school districts to promote general wellness, offset the effects of trauma, and bolster existing mental health resources in the schools. The Mental Health in Schools program will begin with the 2022-2023 school year and work with middle school age students. Charles Curry, district superintendent and CEO of Ulster BOCES, said, quote, "The pandemic has shaken the somewhat predictable nature of our pre-pandemic lives and our sense of security. There has been a significant uptick in the number of students and families who need mental health, social, and emotional support. The Ulster County Mental Health in Schools initiative will serve to assist the already overburdened school-based student support staff," unquote. Ulster County will contract with a nonprofit to operate teams of one social worker or mental health counselor and a care manager to support youth, families, and schools. Teams will provide face-to-face sessions with youth, family support sessions with the youth and their parent or caregiver, ongoing communication with school staff, a connection to community resources, and coordination with other providers. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports that before launching a first flight, North Atlantic Airways has abandoned New York Stewart International Airport. The airline had applied to the U.S. Department of Transportation for international service to the United States, naming Stewart as one of three airports it would serve. But now it has switched from Stewart to JFK and says it was because Stewart did not have the cargo volume needed to keep airfares low. Alex Minton, the Port Authority's Director of Airline Attraction, said, and I quote, "I can't speak on how they made their decision, but I will say that we would love to have them here at Stewart, just as we are thrilled to have Play. And we are hoping that not just carriers like Norse, but other carriers see the success of Play and see the opportunity here to have a captive audience to come join us at Stewart and offer routes that people want to fly," end quote. Play Airline, based in Iceland, is flying from Stewart to Reykjavik with connections to dozens of European cities. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low of around 52 degrees. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Then a slight chance of thunderstorms after 5 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 77 degrees. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 56 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tune in Tuesday, June 28th to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC, including at 11 a.m. It's time for the Early Electro Mix show this week with early compositions from John Cale, Darush Dalat-Shahi, and Zoltan Pangrask, among others. Then at noon, after the local news, Rob Saffer has all sorts of new releases on the Overlooked show. He'll have music from Soft Machine, Myra Melford, James Singleton, Dave Gisler, Jason Blake, Magdalena Hoffman, Black Midi, and others. Then we've got 2 hours of radio art. 2 p.m. it's the live Radio Art Zone from Europe, our partner broadcast with Mobile Radio, Radio Ars in Luxembourg. And at 3 p.m. it's time for the Radio Art Hour, Julia Lochtev, the featured artist today. And it's 7 p.m., tune in live from Dutchess County and Greene County with Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty on Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda as they talk about recent movies and more. And at 8 p.m., Michael Wilde is playing mostly singles, old and new from New Zealand, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
You can find all about the Hudson-based circus, the Bindlesif Family Circus, on the WGXC community calendar. They're hosting the Bindlesif Circus's Summer of Joy 2022 in Hudson, with five different programs for youth ages 6 through young adults, including circus art intensives for youth and participation in the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival Parade. Also work on costume design and fabrication. They host the Hudson Juggling Club at Waterfront Wednesdays in Hudson, and a restorative justice facilitation training with the Hudson Youth Center and the Restorative Center of Newburgh. These programs run from June 29th to August 24th. You can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, June 28th. We got 51 degrees in Mackey and 57 degrees in Cheviot early this morning. Soil temperature comes in at 67 degrees. We have a warm and dry day ahead. A high of 77 happens at 4 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 58 degrees, but it will feel muggy because the dew points will be in the low 50s. Tomorrow, it bounces back up to 83 degrees around 4 p.m., giving us a light chance of a traditional heat-driven afternoon thunderstorm. 59 degrees overnight takes us into a dry and hot Thursday, reaching 84 degrees. Friday is looking very hot with a high of 94 and dew points in the low 60s. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:12 a.m., low tide at 10:04 a.m., high tide again at 3:46 p.m., and low tide once again at 9:54 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 74 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see an easy target for backyard telescopes is coming on July 14th. Comet C 2017 makes its closest approach, reaching a magnitude of 7 or 8. Solar wind speed is currently 517 kilometers per second at 7.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 32. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fred Schroeder and Allison Whiting of Ghent, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners, They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Even now, when my burdens cast me into the throes of midnight, I hum again this little song. Sing it with me, neighbor.
They go together like sex and power.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
So I think that you're going to see highly motivated pro-life community and a highly motivated pro-choice community just play on slightly different fields.
Timothy Head, executive director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, predicted the likely impact of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade on the 2022 midterm elections. A district court on Monday blocked Louisiana's trigger law after the Center for Reproductive Rights argued the ban's effective date is too vague and lacks enforceability. For now, abortions in Louisiana can continue. Abortions are now illegal in 9 states. Yamelcy Rodriguez, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri, just opened up a new clinic, a 15-minute drive over the border in Illinois.
Now the projections are that in a post-Roe reality that we're living today, that facility, it's expected to see an additional 14,000 patients from the Midwest and the South.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Monday she's preparing votes to counter recent Supreme Court decisions. In a letter to her caucus, Pelosi warned the court could target same-sex relationships, marriage equality, and access to contraceptives. The Supreme Court yesterday sided with a high school football coach who prayed with team members on the field after games. In a 6-3 ruling, justices said a Seattle, Washington public school district violated the coach's rights to free speech and free exercise of religion. The Defense Department says it wants historically black colleges and universities to lead a new research center focused on tactical autonomy technology. The initiative is aimed at developing new capabilities and addressing racial disparities in Pentagon R&D funding. Deputy Director of Air Force Concepts Development and Management and HBCU graduate Tawanda Rooney.
I am pleased to see that the Department of the Air Force is making a commitment to bringing the research talent from historically black colleges and universities to meet the Department of the Air Force operational imperatives.
White House National Drug Control Policy Director Rahul Gupta testified Monday on the 2022 National Drug Strategy and the government's response to rising drug overdoses and addiction.
This strategy's 7 goals focus on reducing substance use, overdose deaths, and the supply of illicit substances, and increasing prevention, harm reduction, treatment, recovery efforts.
And the January 6th committee will hold its next public hearing today ahead of schedule as it continues to build a case around former President Donald Trump. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Roof from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Radio Inc. reports that Florida Senator Marco Rubio was interviewed by Beasley Media Group Director of Latin Formats Neo Fernandez at the Radio Inc. Hispanic Radio Conference on June 23rd. Fernando asked the Republican Rubio if he was in favor of the National Association of Broadcasters' Local Radio Freedom Act, and Rubio replied, quote, "I think the Radio Freedom Act would impose new taxes and fees on an industry that's already in a lot of trouble when it comes to revenue. We're going to lose local news and information if we keep raising costs on operation. And this is just one more cost," unquote. A typical politician's response, right? Well, Rubio's answer proves he has no idea what the Local Radio Freedom Act says. The proposal is a non-binding resolution the National Association of Broadcasters has been circulating in Congress for years, which says that no new taxes should be imposed on local radio stations. Congress.gov has a one-sentence description of the proposal, House Congressional Resolution 33. Quote, "This concurrent resolution declares that Congress should not impose any new performance fee, tax, royalty, or other charge relating to the public performance of sound recordings on a local radio station for broadcasting sound recordings over the air or on any business for such public performance of sound recordings," unquote. Rubio says he disagrees with the Local Radio Freedom Act that is against new taxes for radio stations. But in the same interview, he said, quote, "Local media outlets are already facing a tremendous amount of pressure and competition from the sheer volume of where people are getting their information from. The last thing I think local media needs is another tax or fee that increases the cost of operating. That business model just becomes cost ineffective," unquote. Fortunately, Rubio is not on the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Communications, Media, and Broadband, which regulates the FCC and radio issues. Go to waveform.org for more radio news.
Hail you, stop it. is homage to what Janelle Monáe and Wonderland already started with that song, The Hell You Talking About. So this red across our eyes symbolizes that the fact that we see the bloodshed going on in this country and it won't be overlooked. So we need to let the world know, and you need to know, that silence is the enemy and sound is the weapon.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
We're joined now by Bob Cohen, the Policy and Research Director of Citizen Action. And Citizen Action is also part of New York Renews, has been quite active on the climate issue and the, I guess, landmark state law, CLCPA, on climate that was passed, I guess, 3 years ago at this point, is in the midst of soliciting comments on its draft climate plan. So Bob, what's going on with this climate draft scope and plan, and why is it important for people to be submitting comments?
Thanks for having me, Mark. So most of us who are involved in an issue are used to people like myself saying things like support this bill or that bill in the legislature. But it turns out that the climate law that you just talked about is set up in a different way, where this big body of essentially state agencies plus some public members is writing this document, this massive document, it's hundreds of pages long, called the scoping plan. And that scoping plan will be the basis for state agencies and the legislature, actually, to lay out the details of what this climate law should have. And the legislature did some good things, like setting a target for how fast we have to reduce the greenhouse gases that address climate change. But they said very little about how that should happen. So if you care about things like electric cars and whether we want smart growth or not, whether we should continue with fossil fuel projects and how fast we should close them down, all those kind of details, that's where you can have input through this comment process.
Now, I understand that the Climate Action Council did hold a series of public hearings in the last few months. Several hundred people in 8 or 9 different locations testified. There's already apparently been 18,000 comments submitted. I believe the end of the month of June is the deadline. How does a state agency or a Climate Action Council actually process, you know, 18,000 plus comments?
Well, of course, Mark, I'm not one of the people who'll be reading them, but I can tell you in the audience what I've heard. They meaning this, it's mostly state agencies who comprise this group called the Climate Action Council. They are assigning staff, we're told, to read all of them. And we have been assured, at least by one member of the Climate Action Council, I think I can mention his name, Peter Iwanowitz, who's one of the climate advocates of environmental advocates, that he personally is going to read all of them. And the one thing I'm going to say is a lot of those comments, I think it's wonderful people are doing it, but they are electronically automated. So they're similar. So presumably they don't have to read all 18,000 because some are kind of duplicate. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You should, because given that there's so many comments coming in, it's an indication the public really cares.
Now, during the public comment period recently, one of the, I guess, flashpoints was actually perhaps the strongest or clearest recommendation by the council, and that was the state should have passed a law to ban the use of gas in new buildings. But that generated some pushback, you know, of course, you expect from the fossil fuel industry, the gas industry, but also workers, unions that, you know, represent those people who are involved in installing, you know, gas hookups and stuff like that. What are some of the other, you know, key points that, you know, advocates like yourself are trying to make sure that the final plan does incorporate?
So the quick answer to that, and I'm sure later we'll get into how you comment, and I'll refer people to a page that gives even more specifics. But some of the flashpoints that I think that I'm aware of is really, you know, I personally think it's important to talk about state agencies and enforcement. It sounds a little bit arcane, but I don't believe that private industry in anything is going to do things unless in part they're forced to do it. So I think there's the need for timelines that are mandated by law. A lot of people, including me, are concerned that we have bans on new fossil fuel facilities, strong steps for all electric appliances and buildings, which you kind of alluded to. There's really a whole list. And I think the most important thing for people to do is, you know, use some of the tools that I'll mention and look at the topic that, you know, maybe provides you with the most passion or that you know something about, whether that's electric cars or whether that's electric appliances, no fossil fuels, and maybe either use the one-click tools that I'm about to mention or write a comment on your own on something you know about. Don't feel like you have to know about everything. Nobody does. And I would also add to every written comment you do something about your passion for the need for the state to act aggressively on climate change, because their industry is pushing back. So we, the public, have to show our support.
So let's get to the tools that are available for people who do want to submit comments. How can they do that?
So I'll try to make this briefly. I would say there are three ways to do it. The simplest and easiest way to do it is to do one of those computer-generated comments where you can use somebody else's. And I would, there are several, but I would highly recommend NY Renews is the climate coalition that you mentioned that I'm involved with. So if you type into Google NY, not New York, Renews scoping plan comments, NY Renews scoping plan comments, and then you click on submit a public comment dash NY Renews, you will see a whole menu of different automatic comments that you can generate on various topics, such as transportation, agriculture, and forestry. You know, if you have time, click on all 12 of them. If not, click on a couple that you care about the most. The second thing you could do is use the New York State's boilerplate comment form where you have to fill in the form, and you access that by typing in climate.ny.gov, and you'll get their portal that has, among other things, a form to submit a public comment. I think you'll see it there. And you, there you can just type in a short comment, and that's also very easy to use. And if you want to do a longer comment, you have time or you're an expert, you have a particular concern, you can email it to them. And the email here, and I'm looking right here, is scopingplan@NYSERDA, NYSERDA.ny.gov. Once again, scopingplan@NYSERDA.ny.gov, and that's their email address, and you can type it right into your right into the email, or you can do an attached file.
Now, in the 90 seconds we have left, bottom line on a lot of these plans is that it's going to cost money, and that is something that so far state lawmakers have shied away from, always pushing it down the road. How do we finance, and what's it going to cost? Do we know yet, you know, what we're talking about during this transition in 1 minute?
Well, we actually have an idea. Both New York Renews and NYSERDA have come up with different estimates, but they're both in the range of roughly about $9 billion to $15 billion a year, which means a lot of money. And I just will say that one of the big fights in the legislature starting in January has to be to get this money, because you're totally right, Mark. We can't have real climate change unless the state ponies up a lot of money. Private industry is not going to be able to do it on its own.
Right. And I know various groups are doing, some call it polluter penalties, some call it a carbon fee and dividend. Some just say sort of tax the rich, but money is what drives politics, at least in America. So we've been talking with Bob Cohen, the policy and research director at Citizen Action. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pigs, really awesome, all the way down.
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
I turned it down.
Did you hear that?
No.
Back in the
chips like, yeah, Nazareth. You got us, then we gon' be all right. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, need the room with the bass down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty, and it's the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a mother, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Prayer was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? We hate poor, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Be alright, huh? We gon' be alright. Be alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar. In the presence of your chico, ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Big back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our prayer was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Just dope, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Yeah. Thank you.